League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Do you have specific rules for your babysitters when they watch your kids? I was talking to my babysitter yesterday, and when I got home from work, we were talking about it because she watches kids for another family after she leaves my house, and she always jokes about them because they have all these rules. So she mentioned one of the rules, and I was dying. You guys ready for it?
Go.
Yep.
Lindsay, what's the most ridiculous rule one of the families you ever watched for had?
They make their kid go number two every day at the same time before bed.
And what happens if he can't go?
He has to use the stool under his feet because it helps him go better.
And what if he still doesn't have success?
I think he always does. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Do I have any ridiculous rules?
Not at all.
I started thinking about it. I'm like, first of all, I don't have any rules, which probably isn't good either. Like, yeah. I'm like, make sure they're okay. Make sure if they're hungry, you feed them. I don't know.
This is a group of people, though. These people that very much believe, number one, in this regular, go time, which, by the way, there's plenty of science that tells you that it actually makes sense to go at regular times during the day.
Yeah. 7:50 at night.
Most people don't impose them on their 5-year-old or their 4-year-old or anything like that. But there's also this group of people that believe very much in the position with the stool and the thing in the feet. And they are a strange group of people, I have to say.
Well, that's the craziest part to me, is there's a lot to be said for getting your kid on a schedule, but the fact that they've got him using a squatty potty is amazing. It's amazing.
But I just think, like, every night at 7:50, how stressful that must be for that child to know that he has to perform.
Maybe it would be that way at first, but I think that your body, it's just a very strange thing. Your body gets used to things, and then at that point, I think it's actually easier for some people.
I don't know. I have all kinds of stomach issues anyway.
If you would like to try doing it at the same time every single day, and then report back to us, Anna, that would be interesting.
No, we're not even going to get into detail on that, but the chances of that happening are slim to none ever. Producer John, your son is about to be 3.
Yeah.
Do you have any rules for babysitters at your house?
Well, yeah, my big thing is no treats now, but it's mostly my fault because I'm trying to break him of this treats addiction.
Is he a dog or a child?
I was going to say, every time you start talking to me about kids, I start talking about my dogs. Now we're talking about kids, and he's starting to talk about his kid as if it's a dog.
Well, so that's the lingo that we use. It could mean cookie, it could mean ice cream, it could mean sweets is what I should say, but he calls them treats. So that's the So what happened was when me and his mom split up, I would, on the nights I would have him, I was staying with my mom for the first couple of months. And those first few months we'd go out to dinner and it'd be like, we're out to dinner with Gigi. Mm-hmm. Let's get some ice cream at the end of dinner. Let's get some. But after a while I realized, oh my God, he's just going to expect a huge bowl of ice cream every single time that he's with me. And now I've created a monster.
But now you've made the babysitter the bad guy because she can't give him any dessert.
That's right. Yeah. Better than me.
Right.
I'm paying them to be the bad guy. Okay?
Grandma is always the bad guy, though, when it comes to treats or snacks or anything like that. And that doesn't matter if it's kids or dogs. My mother always tells me rules don't apply.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. No, and she would guilt me, too. Like, I'd be like, Ma, no, like, not tonight. And she looks at me. She's like, I can't buy ice cream for my grandson.
Right.
I'm not allowed to do that.
It's exactly how I can't give 5 biscuits to Barkley. It doesn't make sense. The only rule, by the way, when we watch my nieces or nephews over at the house is make sure that the dogs don't eat them. Yeah. So Baxter has a real obsession with my niece, Emmy, who's just, she just sits there in her seat and takes a nap or whatever. Yeah. And he stares over her in a way that would make some people nervous. I know it's loving, but some people would think that he's looking at her like she's a steak.
Uh-huh.
And he's like right over her.
Yeah, do you have specific rules for your babysitter? What are they? Or even better yet, if you are a babysitter, what's the most ridiculous rule you have gotten? 1-800-330-9999. Do you have any rules for your babysitter? Like special things that they have to do for your kids? Or if you're a nanny or babysitter, do you have any rules that you've heard that you're kind of like, oh, that's kind of strange? I was talking to my babysitter yesterday, and she was telling me that she has one family that she watches where the child has to go to the bathroom number two every night at 7:50, has to use a squatty potty if he can't go. But you know what she told me she thought was the most ridiculous rule?
Yeah.
No screen time. She said that it drives her crazy. She watches one family, and now I'm just, I'm sorry, Lindsay, I'm just blowing you up. I'm sorry.
All her spots, right.
I love you, which is why I need you to stay with me forever.
But so anyway, now you're trying to ruin all her other jobs. I see. Okay, what's going on here? A little bit self-serving.
They're not allowed to have any screen time whatsoever. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, when school is off, they're allowed 30 minutes. And she's like, it's really difficult because some of them are teenage boys. And like, what are you going to do with these teenage boys that want nothing to do with you when they're not allowed to have any screen time and you're just stuck at the house?
Deal with it like they used to back in the day. Tell them to go run around the yard, dig a ditch, something like that. Right.
I'm sure it's very, very easy for her. 1-800-330-9999. David, you have a rule for your babysitter?
My babysitter rule is that the babysitter has to be CPR certified. And I'd never thought about that before until a 14-year-old who applied to be a babysitter was CPR certified. And I said, maybe that's a smart idea.
Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing like when the 14-year-old sitting in your kitchen is smarter than we both are as parents.
Yeah. I had no idea if my Lindsay is CPR certified. No clue. I'm CPR certified, but I would never trust myself to save somebody's life.
But doesn't she go to school for it? Like, she goes to school for child care or...
Well, she's to be a social worker for kids.
So, yeah. No, they got to certify
you
those
think
kids.
So?
Oh, yeah. Anybody with a brain at college, they're going to certify them.
I don't know if that's real.
Well, you should ask her when you get home.
I should definitely ask her. Yeah. Heather, what's your babysitter rule?
Actually, I am a professional nanny. I've been for about 7 years now and was working for this one family where they would not allow their children to sleep without their socks. So all four of their kids had to wear their socks to bed.
What?
Did you ever ask why?
Just a rule. No, they never told me why. And the kids didn't even know.
They didn't know there was a world without socks.
They had to wear socks to bed. First of all,
they had to.
Who wears socks to bed? Are they young? Because I could see if they're young, then being cold at night, that would wake them. I don't know. I have no idea.
I think I have the freedom to make choices about my temperature control and socks.
Well, not if you're four.
Well, okay. But at some age, you get sock control. What's the age for sock control? Let's cover that first right now. Set by seven.
First grade, yeah. Like when you're six or seven, you get to decide if you want to wear socks to bed.
Totally.
Yeah.
If you're 12 and you're still wearing socks to bed, imagine what the fallout would be if one of your friends found out about that.
What if you get grounded because mom found out that you took off your socks when you got in bed?
How would they find out? Like, do you immediately get mono or something? I'm so confused.
No, they come into the room in the morning and the socks are on the floor. And then you know that something terrible has happened. They've taken off their socks.
I mean, there must be a reason, right?
I can't believe you never asked. That is such a... big market tease, and we don't know what that is.
In my last work, I just show up.
That's right. No, I got it. Listen, if somebody sat me down, right, and they were like, we have four children, and the number one rule you need to know is they never sleep without their socks. You're right. I don't think I'd ever ask the question.
No, just keep going.
Clearly, they feel strongly about this strange rule.
Their oldest is 16.
16?
No.
The oldest is 16? Yep. Stop it.
No.
The oldest, yeah.
Were they homeschooled? I have to know.
Yes.
100%.
That's it. You don't know any better.
Amish. Mm-hmm.
Somebody turn on the television, please.
Do you have rules for your babysitter? Or if you're a babysitter, what rules have you had? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Do you have rules for your babysitter? Or if you're a babysitter, like, what are the rules that you're told when you're watching other people's children? 1-800-330-9999. My sitter was telling me all the rules of the other families that she watches for, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't have rules. And I was curious. I'm like, what other rules do people have in place?
Yeah, only some of those rules are crazy, right? Some of those rules are good rules. Maybe you should put together a list of rules.
It's not rules. It's more like guidelines. Things, you know, like...
Well, I mean, it's your child, so maybe you should have those, right?
Rachel, what are the rules that you have for your kids, your babysitter?
So I have my babysitter change my baby's diaper every 2 hours now because every time I come home, the baby's diaper is just full, and I don't understand, like, how it's just been, like, sitting there. Like, so I don't feel like she's been changing it enough, so... Every 2 hours now.
That seems fair to me.
Is that like a normal timing for a baby? I don't know about a baby's movement cycle. You tell me.
I think it depends from baby to baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Babies are active like that?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Wow. I had this one babysitter, and I mean, like, it's my own fault because I hired the 15-year-old girl down the street. But when Dakota, my little one, was really little, when she was like less than a year old, she didn't know how to change diapers.
Yeah.
So I taught her. And I didn't, you know, I was like, she's got to learn at some point if she's going to be a babysitter, right? Do you know that she would have my older daughter change her diaper because she would gag and she couldn't stand the smell.
Oh, my God.
So she would stand in a different room. And then my older daughter, Hayden, who's very responsible, would be like, well, it was fine, but, like, I had to change all of Dakota's diapers. And I was like, what am I paying this girl for?
Right.
Like, you know, just to basically be the one to call 911 if, God forbid, something happens.
How long did it take before you found that out? Like, had she been done babysitting for a while? And Hayden was like, oh, by the way, I used to change all the diapers.
It was probably a couple months. It was a couple months when I found out. And then when the pandemic started, it was kind of a good excuse for me not to use her anymore, which is not nice, but, you know.
I mean, she wasn't doing the job.
I know, but you feel bad because they're young. But, you know?
I mean, listen, if you can't do the job, you can't do the job. Get out of here.
All right. Let's see. Stephanie, what was the babysitter role you had?
I'm a babysitter, and I remember this one time I worked for this family, and the rule that they had was that I couldn't use the microwave for any of the kids, like meals or snacks. But the thing that was so bizarre to me was they owned the microwave. I didn't understand why it was a rule that included something they owned. So I'm not sure if they used it or not, but it was just so weird to me because I had to warm up their meals in other ways.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe your microwave to be a radioactive source of cancer-causing problems in your kitchen, why not just make it move outside?
No, it's okay for your husband. It's just not okay for your five-year-old.
Right, right. Like, we've already made a lifetime full of bad decisions for ourselves. The five-year-old, we're going to save.
Producer Sean, you watch your nephew really regularly, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Does your brother have any rules for you?
He does, and it's that he eats dinner with Uncle Sean because he's a very picky eater. He'll only eat, like, hot dogs, mac and cheese, chicken nuggies, but if I'm around, he will eat whatever I'm eating. Like, last night, I made a pot roast with vegetables. He was right there eating it with me. No big deal. He will not do that with his parents.
Pot roast with vegetables?
Yep.
That's what he was doing with his time.
Special.
Wow, look at you go.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Pretty impressive.
Can you
bro.
Come have dinner with my toddler tonight? Right. That would be fantastic. Yeah. Right. I mean,
open up her palate a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.